It's all about getting your genes into the next generation.
Evolution tends to favor types of displays between members of the same species that are not necessarily lethal. That it becomes clear that the one who wins that match has something better than the other ones, a healthier pattern, a more vigorous display, hinting at a better internal condition, a more healthy condition.
One of the things that seems to be true in the animal kingdom today is that when animals have extreme structures, they do use them as display boards, as advertising boards, especially during the breeding season.
Weighing in at 6 tons, Triceratops are the street fighters of the Cretaceous. For this brute, the most powerful herbivore of all time, evolution means getting stronger, tougher, and meaner. And those are exactly the traits females look for in males. Triceratops' bony frill forms a defensive shield. A strong one is a sign of strength and power. But maybe it advertises something else as well.
The frill might have evolved as a defensive measure against predators. It might have evolved as a species recognition character. But there's no reason why it couldn't have been taken advantage of in the evolutionary process as a sexual billboard.
So a Triceratops frill could, like a peacock's feathers, be a display of virility. One clue is that it changes color. The bone that forms this shield is riddled with a meshwork of arteries and veins. In times of stress or excitement, hormones are released into the bloodstream, arteries in the neck widen, and blood rushes to the frill, turning it blood red. It's a ritualized drama with one single goal.
You have to demonstrate to the females that they're the biggest and healthiest and perhaps smartest of the males, that they have earned the right to reproduce by proving themselves worthy.